Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And when you know it, we've got pool problems. Yeah, we got a pool that's closed, the Red Hook Pool, because of an equipment failure. The city says they're waiting on a part and apologize for the inconvenience. Meantime, Mayor Adams was out urging people to use the cooling centers that are set up all around.
And this is some serious heat. And so we're telling folks, you know, cooling centers are open. Please go in them. If you need be near an air conditioner.
Yeah, and have to tell me twice. By the way, Con Ed advising folks to close off unoccupied rooms of their houses and setting their ACs on the highest possible temperatures and running appliances only at night or early in the morning. Now then, and with the summer and beach season in full swing, they turned Rockaway Beach into a live safety class today for kids and adults alike. The Harbor Unit at the amphitheater this afternoon giving a beach safety workshop and a real-time demonstration on the sand. And with the potential for an accident waiting to happen, and we've seen a few already, officials say there is no time like the present to get everybody on board with beach safety. And so that's where we begin our news on this Monday. To make sure everybody got the seriousness of it, they had a scuba team to pull up by boat to teach the crowd about riptides and other beach dangers right there on the shoreline. And reporter Marla Diamond was right there with them to lead us off on this Monday.
What's the first thing that you do when you feel that tug, that undertow?
The workshop comes just 3 days after a 22-year-old man went missing off Rockaway Beach. Detective Robert Rodriguez is with the NYPD scuba unit.
The idea behind the education here is that even the best of swimmers can get in trouble out here. Rip currents don't care whether you're Michael Phelps or you're a five-year-old.
His message, take swimming lessons. It resonated with Rihanna Drummond of Brooklyn, who at 18 never learned.
We didn't go to the beach that often. So, like, whenever we do, I would kind of, like, fake, try to swim and see how far I would get. I wouldn't get that far. But, like, yeah, it's nice, though. I do want to know how to swim.
The city offers free programs in every borough. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Rockaway Beach.
Be safe, everybody. Police looking for the man who set a poor dog on fire in Queens last week and left the animal to die. They put out images of this guy over the weekend. According to police, he was seen dragging a motionless dog down the street near 128th and 116th Avenue about 5 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. Say it looked like he must have poured gas or something on the animal and then set it on fire, standing there between two cars. The dog did not survive. Mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa planned to distribute wanted flyers in the area with photos of the suspects. You know, Sliwa was running on that Protect Animals Independent line. Police describe the suspect as wearing a maroon polo sweatshirt with gray pants and a light brown backpack. Look at that picture on our website, folks. If you recognize this guy, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The ICE protests continue, meantime, all over the country and here in New York. A group of people turned out at Federal Plaza to protest what they call President Trump's immigration crackdown here. Juliet Papa was there.
Outside 26 Federal Plaza, the protests and whistles.
It's a symbol, but it's also a tool of resistance where anytime people see ICE, they blow that whistle, other people hear it, and they come.
Emma Kaplan of RefuseFascism.org, part of the boisterous but peaceful protest against ICE and Trump administration detention policies. This demonstrator with bullhorn.
We blow these whistles because ICE will be an occupied military force, not just in L.A., not just in New York, but all across the nation.
More protests planned through the week. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So did you hear the one about the lady who apologized after her dog pooped on somebody else's lawn? And the owner of the lawn goes, no, ma'am, little dogs poop. That big dog of yours took a blank. And in fact, if you look closer, you'll find the magazine he was reading and the cigarette butt. Clean it up. And so it goes in Flatbush, which is apparently the doggy poop capital of the city.
Well, we know we love them. Just maybe not the stuff that comes out of them. But folks say cleaning up after your dog comes with the territory.
If you want to have a dog, you must be ready for the responsibility. You can't just leave your dog poop on the streets and somebody else just step on it.
We're in Flatbush, coming in second for the most dog waste complaints. Problem is, top zip codes like Washington Heights and Far Rockaway don't have enough doggy waste bag dispensers. Janelle was walking her adorable little Shadow and she says,
keep our neighborhood clean. Also, they're very cheap at the dollar store.
So if you start seeing more poop bags around, there's no reason to leave Max's special delivery on the streets of New York. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush.
The third and final phase of a new development in Coney Island is underway as Mayor Adams and a developer broke ground today, all part of a three-building project, and it'll be called, appropriately, Coney Island 3.
Building housing and moving into housing should not be a roller coaster. It should be a smooth, breezy day at the beach, and that's what we're saying. So 1709 Surf Avenue is the third final phase of a new seaside community that will feature 420 new affordable housing homes for New Yorkers.
The mayor says the key word is affordable. The initial phase at 2929 West 19th Street was finished in 2021, all a part of the larger revitalization effort in Coney Island. Double shooting in the parking lot of a building in the Bronx leaves one man dead, another critically injured early today. Police say shots rang out about 5:30 this morning on Schley Avenue, right off Brush Avenue in Throgneck. This is on the north side of Ferry Point Park. The dead man is 22 years old, shot in the shoulder and torso, is pronounced dead at Jacoby. The other victim, 21, shot in the back and abdomen. He's in critical condition, same hospital. Police say the suspect were wearing masks and sped off on a moped. They have not arrested anybody as yet. Meantime, a road rage incident in Williamsbridge leaves one guy with a nasty cut on his face. This happened Sunday near Mason Kruger. Police say it was a traffic dispute between two men, one of them on a motor scooter. They say the 44-year-old victim caught the worst of it. They don't know what triggered it, but the slasher got away on a scooter again, heading east on Mace Avenue, last seen wearing a pink shirt, black pants with a black backpack. The injuries are not considered life-threatening. But better way, what a better way to cool off on this very hot day than spending some time at Jones Beach, right? Looks like a lot of people had the same idea.
Sophia from Brooklyn brought her family and friends to Jones Beach, and she is prepared for the heat.
We're being in the heat. We've got our beach towel, and then I brought the cooler. We've got watermelon, seltzer, fruit.
And Alex says she's lucky to have the day off.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse. Okay, so you'd normally be indoors. So this is kind of nice to be out here today.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's nice.
And Kyle, who is a police officer, says he's off all week. He says his job is made even harder in the heat because of the 30 pounds of equipment he wears with his uniform. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Jones Beach, Long Island.
And then there's this at another beach. Two sharks spotted in Rockaway around 10:35 this morning. Yeah, that forced everybody out of the water and the temporary closure of several beaches for about an hour. Nobody was hurt. The beaches have since reopened. Debbie Brummer, who's a retired city school teacher from Forest Hills, talked to 1010 Winds.
The drones spotted. We have the drone team up there, the FDNY drone team. They check every day for sharks, and they spotted a shark, called everybody in.
Yeah, this isn't the first time sharks have been spotted in the area. Multiple sightings reported this month, including two on the 4th of July weekend. New York among 20 states now suing the Department of Agriculture over efforts to gather data on tens of millions of people getting food assistance. The USDA telling states they have until Wednesday to turn over data about all applicants to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP they called it, over the last 5 years. Information required includes Social Security numbers, their birth dates and addresses. New York Attorney General Tish James says this is just an excuse for the government to carry out its immigration crackdown, saying they're not fooling anybody.
For decades, SNAP has prevented people from going hungry and saved countless lives. But now, this administration is attempting to use this program as a tool in their cruel and chaotic targeting of immigrants.
The lawsuit argues this unprecedented demand violates various federal privacy laws and the Constitution. The states are asking a judge to block the USDA from withholding funds from states that do not turn over this data. So did you catch the Billy Joel documentary on HBO? Man, if that made you go back to your records and play his music again, you might want to check out a new playlist now, streaming on Spotify, Apple Music, as well as several others. It's called Billy Joel and So It Goes, and it features 155 tracks. Boy, oh boy, there's all the songs you already know, plus unreleased material, live recordings, new mixes. He threw everything in there. It even includes the live debut of scenes from an Italian restaurant recorded on May 6, 1977 at CW Post College, now LIU. Producers promising to release more archival material in the future. All Billy, all the time. There's a push to install a system that would ban young riders from renting a city bike.
Should kids under 16 be allowed to ride bikes that go 15 miles per hour? Technically, they aren't, if you look at the city bike rules. However,
there's no age verification for renting a city bike e-bike,
which council member Justin Brannon calls a potential disaster that's preventable. He says Lyft has the technology to make people upload proof of age. City bike rider Cian Tan would support that, but also thinks some kids should be able to ride e-bikes.
If they ride responsibly, then I don't see a problem with that. But the fact is, I think e-bikes do go quite fast.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, we just got a statement from Lyft saying that they got Brannon's letter and they're looking at it, so we'll let you know. And on this next one, I thought we were done with this. Another day of delays and cancellations out at Newark Liberty Airport. Staffing issues, they're saying this time, with officials saying adjustments are being made to ensure the safety of operations and to manage air traffic controller workload effectively. So far today, more than 150 flights delayed. At least 15 had to be scrubbed altogether. The airport already operating with reduced flight capacity through the end of October. That's due to construction, staffing shortages, and equipment issues. FAA training more air traffic controllers, but a Washington Post report says almost 20% of the new hires failed to become a controller at the first facility they are sent to. The report says the high trainee dropout rate is a leading cause of the nation's dangerous shortage of air traffic controllers. Boy, oh boy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.